Something I'm really curious about. I've done a lot of reading since I started this show, and one of the things that keeps coming up as a constant way to maintain your life and maintain the things that you want to hold on to in your life is to build really good habits, build really good routines, especially ones that have to do with self-care. And I'm really curious, like what do you have in your life that has been a constant for you, that has allowed you to, at the very least, start your day well or end your day well, or just know that you can always rely on this?
Well, I think because I did grow up on a farm, routines were very normal for us, ingrained in us. And I have routines every day. I relax while I'm eating breakfast. I'll play game on the computer just to relax myself and put me in the right frame of mind for the day. Before I get up in the morning, I would say I meditate or pray for 10 minutes. It's more putting my intention out to the universe, what I want for myself, and making sure I stick to that. I know what's important to me and my values.
So how did you go about, and it sounds like you started with this sort of major advantage that people often don't have of like you grew up relying on routine in order to get things done. And that's just sort of the
Right.
environment that you existed in. Did you find it difficult to build your own routines that maybe weren't required of you, but were things you just chose to do?
Not really, I don't think. Except when I was depressed. Like, I couldn't read a page when I was depressed. I couldn't. But once I discovered self-improvement books, I just devoured them like crazy. I had to learn that I hadn't had good boundaries in the past. And it's okay to say, there's certain people I want to spend a lot of time with because you feel energized and happy after being around them. And there's certain people you don't want to spend a lot of time with. And I had to put up boundaries in a delicate way without hurting people's feelings. But now I know, like I said, what's important to me.
Something I'm really curious about as it relates to bipolar disorder and just that cycle of mania and depression. How has your connections to those friends, to your family, helped you when that sort of shows up again?
I'm close to my children and my aunt, okay? And I can talk to them anytime. My last episode of hypomania, my son was very concerned and he said, "Mom, you've got to call your doctor." And I was glad he pointed it out to me. So I know they're there watching out for me if things start to cycle and I start getting hypomanic or manic. And I appreciate that. I realized back in the about 15 years ago, there were seven words all starting with the letter F that contributed to my recovery. And that's how I keep my focus every day, is focusing on these Fs. So they're family, and so my kids and my aunt are closest to me. Friends, like I said, I have four friends. I make sure I have fun every day. It might mean watching a favorite TV show, doing a Sudoku puzzle, something like that for fun. Physical fitness is the hardest for me to achieve because I really don't like exercising and I have a sweet tooth. But mental fitness, like I said, I read a self-improvement book every day. I'm reading something. And I keep mentally fit by playing card games with friends. Family, friends, fun, fitness, fulfillment. That is what I'm doing right now. from 2006 to 2008, I spoke about my recovery. And then I decided I had to try to work full time again. And I've been working full time since 2009. So fulfillment is, for me, is helping other people understand bipolar disorder, that you can manage it effectively. It takes work. I don't lie. It takes hard work on yourself. Fulfillment to me is my vegetable garden, my kids. Mm. Anything that brings you joy really is fulfillment. Finances, I was deeply in debt at one time. When you're hypomanic, you go on wild spending sprees. I got myself deeply in debt. When I started working full time, every extra dollar I saved went to paying off that debt. When I became debt free, I started looking around to see if I could buy a house. And let me tell you, that was another universe saying, Lynn, you've worked hard, you deserve this. I was so lucky to get in the housing market 10 years ago as a single woman. Very lucky. Mm-hmm. So finances, I have a spending plan every week. I don't go out on wild spending sprees anymore like I used to. I just pay my bills and buy the basics. I'm not a high maintenance person. I like simple things in life.
Yeah.
And then faith, as I said, that has become so important to me.
The thing that jumps out at me that might be challenging for people listening to sort of follow this and integrate it into their life is that question of how do I get myself to stick with it? So how have you allowed yourself and gotten yourself to stick with going through each of those things, either on a daily basis or a weekly basis, like the consistency question, how have you made that work?
I'm not perfect. Like I said, physical fitness is hard for me. I tell people, see what Fs you have in your life now. Do you have family that are there for you? Do you have friends that are there for you? Or look to the one that would be the easiest for you to achieve and work on that. For me, I had to learn how to have fun again. I joined a singles group for people over 30, and we went dancing. We played cards. We went whitewater rafting. We went camping. I did things that brought me joy. I went on some holidays. I think that's the most important one, is learn how to have fun again. And maybe, unfortunately, there are people that grew up never having fun. You need to keep trying things until you find something that puts that spark under you and wants, and you want to get up every day.
So last question here. You said earlier that your favorite quote is from Deepak Chopra. You can believe the diagnosis, but not the prognosis. Could you just explain for us what that means to you specifically?
It means that because I didn't look at the root cause of depression early on, my illness progressed to bipolar disorder. I will have this label for the rest of my life. I may need to take medication for the rest of my life. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I can achieve great things in my life too. I don't have to be limited because I have a label. And that's what it really means for me. I found out when I was doing my talks for 2 years, a few years ago, that people were listening. I received an award from a mental health place in our community for the work I was doing. And I did over 100 talks in 2 years. So I know I can do it. I need coaching and help still. I joined Toastmasters to help with my public speaking a few years ago. So like I said, I know I can do whatever I set my mind to. And in my heart, in my soul, I know I want to help other people overcome struggles and teach them that, yes, you can overcome whatever is troubling you, but you have to do the work on yourself and look inside. That's where it starts.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Lynn, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. Remind us the name of the book and where we can find a copy, plus wherever else you want us to check out.
At this point, I wrote another book based on the seven F's. It's called The F Book, Seven F's to Creating Your Fantastic Future. So it will be available in September on Amazon. It's called The F Book. Seven F's to Creating Your Fantastic Future.
Perfect. Is there somewhere that people can connect with you just so they can get on a wait list or anything like that?
They can go to Facebook or LinkedIn. Just put in my name, Lynn Rae, LynnRae. My email address is lynn@thefbook.ca.
Perfect. I will make sure all of that is linked up in the description of this episode. Lynn, thank you again for being here. This was an absolute joy, and I know people listening to this got a ton of value, so thank you.
Thank you, Greg. I really appreciate you having me on today.